Damien, disappointment after building up such a good lead, I suppose, early in the second half, and to lose out by a point, the girls must be good in the end.
Ah, yeah, they're very disappointed. You can see them there. They put in a big effort, but and the breeze was tough, and they managed to pen us in a wee bit then, whenever on our kickouts and that, you know, and made it very difficult for us. So, listen, it was a cracker of a match, you know, it was a very good game, and the two teams went at it the right way. So,
Emma McMahon, huge effort as well.
Massive. I listen, every one of them. Hey, Emma, Brona, centre half back. Everybody, you couldn't fault anybody, and the two subs that came in too did everything they could as well. It was massive effort, and they're disappointed, but a lot of them girls will be back next year again, so hopefully they can.
I think as well, the goal coming as a response to your goal. You know, that was what set Dundalk really going there
exactly,
in the closing
stage. If we had been able to shut things up, then we would have been grand. You know, the goal just came at the wrong time for us, and they were a wee bit fortunate the way the ball broke in there. But that's what Gaelic football's all about. You know, you get them breaks, and when you take the chances, then you're going to come out on top a lot of the time.
Dub is a tough campaign. You know, it's very condensed, the college's campaign, in terms of the championship, and I suppose avoiding injuries and stuff like that coming into the game. And these girls were on a roll.
Yeah, definitely. They've been flying this last couple of weeks, you know, a lot of travelling and stuff, you know. We've been Dublin three times, I think, Ballyhonus once. So it's been a tough campaign on them, you know, but they gave it everything they had, and that's all you can ask for. Them, good game in the final, three good games up to that, and a good enough league campaign. So they've nothing to be ashamed of anyway. They can go home with their heads held high, anyway, at least.
I suppose for some of the girls, this is the end of the road. They'll be finished in college, but for others, a chance maybe to step up from the bench and make a starting berth maybe in the next one.
Yeah, exactly. We're a fairly young team there, so hopefully a few more girls will come in, and Letterkenny AT's developing all the time too. It's getting bigger all the time, and there'll be more players coming in next year again. We'll keep going. It'll keep getting stronger. The college, like Michael Murphy's over the two teams down there, done a great job in the last 2 years, you know, won the men's league and championship, and the girls just narrowly beat here. So it's definitely going the right direction. Bodes well for the future, I suppose.